Well, this is a very special episode. We're actually doing The Fly Part 2, and let me just kind of talk a little bit about why we're doing this. So let me begin by saying that I apologize to all our listeners and Bob and Nate for going on a soapbox about cell phones. I'm very passionate about
gum flapping.
Yeah, yeah. How I feel about cell phones.
It's like, I want to talk about the fly.
But I
shut up, Bob.
But I digress. So Bob apparently has a lot more to say about the fly that was left out. So I apologize, and I'm going to go ahead and let Bob and Nate kind of mentioned some of the...
Oh, you put the blame on your feet.
Yeah.
Some
yeah,
of the mine. Things that we might have left out. And for all you guys, this is a bonus, okay? Take it, because yeah. this might not happen again. So, Bob,
slow, deep in
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, before we kind of got in the soapbox, we were talking about, like, a... Well, I guess the when he was turning into the fly.
Well,
course,
yeah.
His violent tendencies, where I think we left off on that, where he's... murderous fly hand kept trying to kill, you know,
or at least like I guess it was it was getting out of control. I mean, we don't know exactly what it was
the
trying
animalistic
to do. It was,
instincts.
I mean, watching the movie, it's violent.
Yeah, I still was,
it's
was
very
thinking
erratic.
That he wanted to break out and visit a, you know, his nearest fly dung, like just a big piece of dung, because that's what he wanted to do.
You know, it was just all the sugar on the table in the living room, man. He was like,
you know,
sugar. You know.
And then, of course, that would have been more like if he started going around laying giant eggs and giant human fly. I wanted to see that. That's, you know, like in giant, like baby-sized pupas, you know, just squirming around.
Well, Bob, you can make your own version of the fly.
Yeah, I know.
But on the other side of it, the fly that was actually turning into
the man,
the professor, you know, it's like we don't know what it was doing out there. Maybe it did breed. Maybe it couldn't breathe.
Oh.
We don't know.
Oh, no, that gets into a whole other set of circumstances.
See, I didn't even think about
that.
Bob was talking about his crazy idea of, like, you know, giant fly eggs being laid in people's chests.
Half fly, half human eggs.
But, of course, imagine a bunch of, just, they're flies, but they just talk to you, like.
Yeah.
creepy.
No, but it was interesting, like, if you watch it, it's like, you know, because, like, his head and his left arm were a fly. But then at the end, when they finally show the fly, or I guess the fly turning into a man, it's that same division.
Yeah.
Like right across from shoulder to armpit to where it's human versus fly. But, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. It's like, you know, what he actually turned, was that the only part that was affected on both of them? The swap, I guess you can say? Or was it slowly turning into a tiny man? I don't know.
Here's the interesting part, that it could have gone in so many different ways.
Yeah.
He could have just been a bunch of mush with, like, fly and human flesh just
intertangled.
You know,
because honestly,
yeah.
Kind of like that sandwich that you made at the lake, Bob, the amalgam.
Oh, that was, yeah, but it was delicious, though.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah.
That would be disgusting, though. That was delicious.
But, yeah, imagine, like, say if the fly did breed, if it did land on the, you know, and of course, granted... Well, I don't know. Like, that's the thing. We don't know if it was, like, just, like, half fly, half man. Only that part was man, and the rest is fly.
Well, because they showed the fly, like, you know, because you know they caught a real fly, like, painted, like, the top of its head white.
Yeah, they just put a little...
There's only way they could do that part.
Was it a little white out?
Yeah, a little white out on top of there. But, no, every time that they would show it, actually close up or as close as they were going to get, there was no human parts. It's not like it showed, you know, as they showed the doctor at the time, to where you only saw, like, his fly, you know, craw and everything. You know, they didn't show, like, a fly with a hand. Now, his son does mention it had, like, a white arm,
like,
on
white,
it, or
a
white leg.
A white
head and a white leg.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, you know, it's still left up to the imagination until the very end. And it's like, oh, what the hell is
then
that?
He doesn't have, ooh, that was weird. He didn't have any teeth, and he's like,
yeah, it was just like, ugh.
That kid was really good, though. That kid was really believable.
Yeah.
I like.
Isn't that the kid from Lost in Space? No.
No.
He was in Lost in Space.
So.
I've seen him in other stuff, though.
But I think one of my favorite parts of the movie is where they're trying to catch the fly, and it just there's that hole with the window. You're like,
yeah.
Oh,
I know.
The whole time I'm thinking, like,
frustration.
Just why did you take that thing from the kid? Like, he's obviously a really good catcher.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you just totally botched the operation.
Give the kid a jar.
Yeah.
you get... You go out, every fly you catch me, I'll give you a nickel.
Yeah.
And,
Man, that, well, that kid probably didn't have to worry about cash anyways. They'd probably just, hey, I want a piece of candy, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, and that brings up another thing. It's like, you know, how stupid these people were. Because, like, the nurse, it's like, she's in the bed, she's convalescing, she's supposedly crazy. You know, they're trying to keep her calm. And then, like, you know, the fly's buzzing around. And then, she's like, you know, don't touch it. Just leave it be. It's like, and you know, I have to see. And then she starts swatting at it. And then she's like, stop. And she keeps doing it. It's like, wait a minute. You're in the medical profession. You know, it's like, if it's upsetting a patient, you stop. And then, like, the lady that works for him, she tells her, no, catch it. Don't kill it. And then when you see her, and she's walking around with the stupid fly swatter still. It's like. Yeah, when she calls her a fool. No, I love that part.
I'm just gonna stun it for a yeah, bit. Yeah.
But no, it's like, and then it's like you see how more and more erratic she's getting because she knows time is running out. She, you know, she's on the clock.
Yeah.
She doesn't know why she's on the clock. It's just that her husband is pushing her.
Yeah, and her husband's like,
trying to communicate it, you know.
Like, because in the beginning of the movie, he was still able to write really, because if you notice, he had awesome handwriting for half fly man, just like, need fly, blah, blah. You know, of course, you see at the end of the movie, it's all like,
sporadic.
Well, and that's after he went through the machine a second time. Yeah. But as it was, he was slowly starting to.
Of course, he could
start to go.
Honestly, he could have might have just started dying. Honestly, that's like I said, flies in they only have a lifespan of about 3 days. So it's been.
But apparently they've been doing experiments to where they've actually like prevented flies from breeding, and they let them breed them later on than they normally would. And apparently the next generation actually lives a little bit longer. I don't know, it's kind of crazy. But, I mean, I don't know if that really pertains to the movie because they didn't start doing this study until maybe like 10, 20 years.
But, of course, I can imagine, or of course, maybe that. Maybe just he just wants to break out and just mate.
But it's also, you know, you got fly and man. Man lives 60 years, give or take. And, you know,
he might,
it's gigantic, you know.
The small fly might last maybe 3 years, but maybe the human one, or 3 days, sorry. And then the human one that might last longer, and he might be a monster that kills the whole family.
Yeah,
he was getting murderous, like with trying to control his crazy.
Yeah, because I mean they allude that he's losing control, but we also don't know what's going on, like
mentally.
Mentally yes, but like internally, physically, we don't know if his internal organs are changing, if he's like just you know that could be killing him, and he knows he's gonna die because of that, because his guts are getting all mushed up, you know, all flyed up and shit. I don't know, but but we just don't know that. Yeah, but it's all speculation. It's, you know, we're probably reading way too much into
it. All we know is, he's losing control. You need to kill me.
And the people listening to this are just like, you know what? Why don't y'all just shut the hell up and just enjoy the movie?
Yeah. Of course, then the ending part where it's where he's like, no, like, you have to take me to the masher, I guess, the press. And then, of course, stupid lady, she actually walks towards him because he says, don't go near me, because he knows
that
crazy fly hand.
What are you doing?
And then, when the thing's going down, she kind of runs towards him and he grabs that, which also.
That's what I didn't understand. Why did she do that?
Because she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand
it's
that.
It's not that. She's just.
And then he pulls her
she's
in, which
panicking.
Which honestly, I would think that would be a great ending to the movie. Even though that sounds
she
morbid.
Gets caught up in there.
She gets caught up in there, and they both get blah, you know, and that'd be tragic. Of course, you wouldn't be able to know. There would be no one to tell the story of why that happened.
Yeah.
It would just be some tragic double suicide. Good luck trying to explain that
to the kid.
To the kid, yeah. But that would have been, you know, that would have been. Oh man, I don't know. I don't know if that would have been a better movie or not if that lady got caught up and, you know, something got mushed off.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, after, you know, the inspector gets involved and whatnot, and it's like he's questioning Vincent Price, and then as he's questioning him about his sister-in-law, you know, I thought it was interesting how he's like, you love her, don't you? You know, and it's like, damn, man, that's cold-blooded, man. He's like, but he's like candid with him. He's like, yes, I love her. He's like, well, why didn't you get with her? He's like, well, she was in love with my brother, man. It's like, Damn, that's cold.
Well, now
I love. Hard. No, it's more like I, especially being Vincent Price. I love her, but I'm not in love with her.
Yeah, you know. But that's just it, you know. But that's also the inspector along the line, you know, of reasoning for trying to deduce what happened, kind of stuff. You know, if it was a love triangle kind of thing or jealousy kind of thing, you know. But then it's like, you know, he goes once they get in there and go inspect the press, and he's like, yeah, that's my brother, and he's like. Would she know how to use this machine? He's like, no, she wouldn't know how to use this machine. He's like, you have to this and this. And he's like, wait a minute. The counter counts twice. Counts two presses. And the instructor's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, it was used twice. And I ask her, she's like, I did it once. He's like, but the counter said twice. Oh, yes, I said twice. Which early in the movie, we don't know exactly what transpired. And it's like, kind of puts that doubt in your mind. Like, what is going on, you know? And, of course, it all unfolds eventually, but, you know, because she had to throw the hand in there.
Yeah.
The craw.
The craw. The fly.
The fly craw. You know? Sorry. I can't stop doing that every time we talk about.
Crab craw.
The craw. The fly craw. But, you know, it's just all those little tidbits that were in there, you know. It's just, you know, and then the kid is just like, what?
Yeah, the kid, the kid doesn't know because, wait, he's like 4 or 5, you know.
Give or take, you know.
But that's kind of where I want to go in the movie. I didn't want to talk about the end of the movie, the crush, you know, the crushing of the monster. Like I said,
they
like
run around, you know, laying eggs into people,
yeah,
and
laying,
stuff, you know,
like, and they would have just, that would be gross.
She could have kept him chained up in the basement. As her half-human, yeah. half-fly husband.
Yeah, but of
and
course.
Mated with him.
Yeah. And he
it's
would,
like, honey, and you're going to have a little sister.
And
you know?
The fly, too.
And she would be the fly queen. And, yeah. Just that squirming. That's my favorite. That's, like, one of my favorite
Your
parts.
Your little sister's a pupate now, sweetie.
Like, in the Fly, the remake with, you know.
Jeff Goldblum.
Where she's having the, she's having the nightmare of, like, her having the baby, and it's, like, a giant maggot.
No.
Like, that was, like, one of my favorite parts. That's a, and, of course, granted, I don't know if they would have gone that far of, like, you know, her birthing a giant maggot. You know, that's,
well, but that's just in the remake. They were actually able to explore that possibility, you know, because of the original movie, you know. It's because of the conversations we're having now, you know. You know, they had similar conversations. It's like, man, this is just getting weird. How can we make it weirder?
Well, it is Cronenberg, so. Yeah, of course, granted, I was just kind of thinking
it's
how
like
weird.
I predict that there's going to be a channel called TNT, and they're going to have a show called TNT's Weirdo Vision.
And we're going to have a man. His name's going to be Billy Bob. No, but I was just kind of imagine yeah. He breaks out, right, and then he just finds, like, a horse corpse, and then he lays his eggs, quote unquote, and then just like and of course you can just, you know.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say anything after.
Yeah,
that,
how do you?
Just,
yeah,
well, after that, all I gotta say is that at least you got a happy ending after all. I mean, the kid was going to the zoo or something.
And, you know, the uncle got with the mom, and yeah. He's going to just tear that up. You know, just,
and
you know.
They were not distraught at all. They were just like, all right, you're ready to go to the zoo.
Oh, yeah, not compared to the fact that, yeah, she just lost her husband. He lost his brother. And, of course, maybe, you know, that'd be the twist.
Well, the crisis was solved, and she's not going to jail.
Yeah, I guess she's happy about that. And, you know. And she just inherited the. Well, I don't know if she inherited the factory, but like, it's her now. So
no, it's his. It's the brother's.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah, but now that he's.
Well, now he's banging the brother clearly, so she's set for life.
Obviously,
she's out of jail. The guy had the little kid has a father figure.
Yeah, honestly, the little kid is Vincent Price's son.
Oh,
shut up.
We're done here, guys. We're done.
That little kid did not have a Vincent Price voice, man. Come on, done. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Mama, thank you for joining us on this very special
yeah.
Fly Part 2 episode. I hope, Bob, you got
that's
everything
all
you wanted to get.
That's all I want to get until we do the remake one, and then I'll just keep going off of that one.
So all right, guys,
kind
stay
of a more
tuned.
Special ed, I guess. I don't know.
Stay tuned, guys. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Lame eggs. I don't know. It didn't make me think of it.